This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee.
And it was with deep regret and sadness that I'm resigning from mayor of Baltimore effective February the 4th.
Mayor Sheila Dixon is resigning after 3 years in office. The announcement was made yesterday, 1 month after she was convicted for embezzling about $500 in gift cards that were intended for low-income residents. The news of her resignation was actually broken by her next guest, Mark Steiner. He's host of The Mark Steiner Show on WEAA in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Celeste. How are you?
I am doing well. So the mayor, after at least a month, perhaps more, of people calling for her resignation, has resigned. Does she leave office immediately?
No, she leaves office on February the 4th. That was part of the plea agreement.
And who's stepping in for her after she goes?
The president of the city council steps up and becomes the next mayor of Baltimore, the acting mayor of Baltimore, until the next election, which is in about 2 years.
Okay, so Stephanie Rawlings-Blake is a black woman. She's the president of the city council.
That's right.
She'll be taking over there, and she'll be there for as you said, 2 years. Does that make this a racial story?
Well, in Baltimore there always is. And that part is that the battle over the city council presidency. There are some African-American politicians who are gathering to ensure that the next president of the city council will be an African-American and not somebody white.
Right. So the issue isn't that she's taking over. There's not a racial component to her taking over the mayor's office. It's over the fight for her seat as the president of the city council.
That's right.
Well, here's a listener that you had on your show yesterday.
I find her attitude to be arrogant. I moved from Washington, D.C., and to me, she reminds me of Mayor Ernst Berry a little bit. She does wrong, and then she thinks that she can just, her attitude is portrayed as, well, I'm the mayor. I can get away and do what I want to do and say what I want to do without any consequences.
And now that's Russell speaking about the outgoing mayor, Sheila Dixon, not about her replacement. Is that kind of typical of the responses you got from listeners?
It's really mixed, but it's the majority of responses fit that listener. I would say over 60%. She's lost a lot of the empathy and support she had as this kind of gritty blue-collar mayor. And I think that's a pretty widely held opinion.
Well, I think part of that is because she stole things that were intended for the poor.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's as small as the amount was she was convicted of, $500 of gift cards, they were meant for poor children. And that I think, turned the city around and away from her.
How do you feel about all this, Mark? I mean, do you feel like you bagged a mayor, or do you feel like you've performed a public service?
I don't know. I think it's a tragedy all the way around. It's a tragedy for the city. It's a tragedy for Sheila Dixon. And all we did was just know what was going on and had people inside City Hall that knew us and made the phone call saying the mayor just had a private meeting with her chief staff saying that she's resigning. And that's when we broke the story and when we also found out that she prayed with her pastor, Frank Reed. And so we just went ahead and said, well, we know these people, so let's just say she's going to resign today. And that's what happened there.
And what happens over the next 2 years with the sitting mayor coming in? Is there going to be a real change in politics in Baltimore?
There could be. I mean, there was no love lost between the president, city council, and the mayor. She'll have very different people in place. The biggest issue is going to be the police commissioner, who so many people are afraid that the new mayor will replace, and who's been doing a lot of cultural changes inside the police department. And so there are going to be some differences. And the battle is still looming. There's all kinds of rumors about former NAACP president Kwesi Mfume running for mayor of Baltimore. So there's all those things going on in the city. So this could be a very, for us covering it, a very interesting political time.
Well, it's always interesting in Baltimore. Thanks so much, Mark Steiner, host of The Mark Steiner Show on WEAA.
He's the best. He is the best. He's great.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.